And here is another truck that demands interstate attention. Two women are in the cab. On the side door, it says Thelma and Louise. We have located this truck by telephone. Hi, it's Noah Adams. Who's speaking?
This is Karen and Margaret, also known as Thelma and Louise.
Oh, Karen, what is your last name?
Last name is Johnson.
Okay, and Margaret's last name?
Margaret's last name is Height.
Okay, which one is Thelma and which one is Louise?
Well, if you've ever seen the movie, Thelma is the one that used to get him into a lot of trouble. And she was a redhead, and that would be Margaret.
And you're the brunette?
Yep.
Okay. Now, where are you today?
We are right at the Pennsylvania-Ohio state line on the I-70.
Going which way?
Heading west.
And how far will you go this evening?
Oh, we'll go all the way to Kansas City and be there early in the morning, about 7 a.m.
So you swap off driving?
Yes.
And how long do you drive? 6 hours? 4 hours?
We drive 5-hour shifts. That's always worked out best for us.
You keep going around the clock?
Around the clock.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this a little over 5 years now.
Let's go back to Thelma and Louise. Why would you put Thelma and Louise on the side of your truck?
We went to truck driving school out of Walla Walla, Washington, the Walla Walla Community College. And while we were in school, everybody used to kind of laugh and say, you know, we were doing a real, or going to do a real unconventional job. And it was two women going to be out there on the road. And one of us was a little more outgoing and willing to try something new. And the other one a little more quiet and laid back. And one being a redhead and one a brunette. Several people have seen that movie. It's kind of a classic. And they gave us the nickname Thelma and Louise. And it just carried right over into the company when we started to work.
Now, Thelma and Louise in the movie were just out for a big adventure. It ends badly. I hate to give away the plot, but it does. Most people know that. What kind of reaction do you get from people driving up past you?
Oh, we get all sorts of reactions. We get a lot of people that get on the radio and ask us if we're going to drive the truck off a cliff. But I think one of the best things that I've heard in quite a long time was from another truck driver here not very long ago. He looked at us and he says, Thelma and Louise, he says, I knew you guys didn't die when you went off that cliff. He said, you went off the cliff, you jumped out of the car before it hit, you landed on a shelf, you hit out in a cave, and he says, no one ever found you, and here you are driving a truck.
What else do people say to you?
We get a lot of women. Here just yesterday, we had a car with two women and three little kids in the back seat, and they drove up beside us, and they looked up at us, and they held up their fingers for two. And then you could see them hold up their fingers for a woman, and she mouthed two women, and they all five of them, children too, all put their thumbs up in the air. That was really great.
That's wonderful. I notice a lot more women driving these days. Do you?
There's a lot more women out here. A lot of the larger companies are making it much easier for women. They're purchasing a lot more trucks that are automatic, and it just makes it, you know, it makes it a lot easier for the women. And a lot of women drive with their husband. It's just Margaret and I are both divorced and single and wanted to get out of a real small town where it was hard to make a living. And she talked me into giving this a try. And we've not had any problem. It's been a good job for us.
And there you go down the road.
And there we go down the road, yep.
Margaret Height and Karen Johnson, a.k.a. Thelma and Louise. Karen, thank you very much for talking with us and have a safe trip.
Thank you. It was really nice.